So that was The Grocery by Manchester Orchestra. And next we have one of Liz's picks.
Yeah, I picked two songs by the band Good Old War. One from their first album, Good Old War, from 2008. And one from one of their albums from 2018. Because I wanted to see how the band had evolved over the course of 10 years. Their sound really changed a lot when one of the main guys in their trio left in 2016. But since then, they've been trying to return to some of their roots. But they've really changed a lot. So you'll hear Weak Man featuring Anthony Green, and then That Feeling also featuring Anthony Green.
I made like the rain. best I may. I'm seeing you as clear and blue, like lovers do. And you should too. Like any weak man would do.
That was That Feeling by Good Old War from their 2018 album Part of You. They did three albums, Part of You, Part of Me, and Part of Us. And I chose that song specifically because it featured Anthony Green, and so did the song from 2008, which is my favorite song off of Good Old War.
So next we have some Beck. Beck is a really interesting musician. He has won a lot of Grammys and recognition for his work. The first song I have from him is The New Pollution off of his 1996 album Odelay. And the second song is Dreams off of his 2017 album, Colors, I believe it's called. And so this is about a 20-year gap in music, but he's still been cranking out lots of albums over these past 20 years. And Dreams is definitely a lot more technological, a little bit more electronic. But Beck certainly has a certain sound that he has kept throughout his entire career, but the rest of his sound has certainly evolved. So here is The New Pollution. We'll be right back. So that was Beck with Dreams off of Colors, his second most recent album. Oh, no, his most recent album, I believe. The album before that he released won a Grammy and surprised everybody, which was a really awesome thing to witness. In case you forgot, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the show Spinning Plates. And today we're doing a show about artists then and now, so their old stuff and their new stuff and how they have evolved over the years. We're having a little bit of sound difficulty in the studio, so hopefully everything sounds all right. But Liz has a band pick up next.
Yeah, I picked Sufjan Stevens. I picked a song off of his 2015 album Carrie and Lowell called Eugene, and then another song from his 2020 album The Ascension. That song is Ursa Major. Even though there's only 5 years of difference between these two songs and these two albums, his sound has changed a considerable amount, because The Ascension is a really experimental album. He has like new sounds and all of these new poetic ideas. And yet the one thing that is consistent between those two albums is just how sad he manages to sound. Even when he's singing about happy things, which these two songs aren't very happy, still sad. So, you know, he's staying consistent to his roots, but you'll definitely be able to hear the difference.
Light struck from the lemon tree. What if I'd never seen hysterical light from your dream? A lemon yogurt. Remember I bowled your shirt, I dropped the ashtray on the floor. I just wanted to be near you. Emerald bark wonders never cease. The man who taught me to swim, he couldn't quite say my first name. Like a father, he led community water. Subaru. And now I wanna be near you. Since I was old enough to speak, I've said it with alarm. Some part of me was lost in your sleeve, where you hid your cigarettes. No, I'll never forget. Wanna be near you. Still I pray to what I cannot see. In the sprinkler I mark the evidence known from the start. From the bed near your death and all the machines that made a mess. Far away the falcon flew. Now I wanna be near you. Left is only bittersweet. For the rest of my life, admitting the best is behind me. Now I'm drunk and afraid, wishing the world would go away. What's the point of singing songs if they'll never even hear you?
For the life of me, I can account for human nature.
That was Sufjan Stevens with Ursa Major off of his 2020 album Ascension. Somebody who reviewed that album said that this sounds like the score for a campy 80s horror movie. But it's really interesting because all of the songs on this album, and something that he keeps pretty consistent, is all of his references to the Bible, to Christianity. It's really interesting to hear that with his really strange lyric, or his really strange way that he's singing.
Yes, yeah, so up next, we have Radiohead, of course, my favorite band. I used to feature Radiohead on every single show that I did, but I found that I was trying to create shows that would be able to have a Radiohead song, so I stopped doing that. But I do have Radiohead on this show. They are just the epitome of bands that have evolved. They started out with a very basic album, and now they are doing some extremely cool experimental electronic instrumental stuff, and I just absolutely love them. Every single album is a new adventure, and I'm going to start with My Iron Lung, which is their second, like, really popular song off of The Bends. It's a song about how they don't want to have to rely on popular songs and, like, use them as a crutch, which is kind of cool. And then the second song is called I Wind, or Three Wind. It's their newest single that they released, and it's really jazzy. It's really beautiful. Radiohead's roots is in jazz music, so I think they really ironically went back to their roots and just has a completely different sound than everything else. So here is My Iron Lung. So that was Radiohead with not I Wind, not Three Wind, Ill Wind. it's written on the album cover in all caps, so I now see that it is Ill Wind.
It's just so tiny.
Even though it looks like three lines because of the font, because of what I's and L's look like. So, my bad.
So the next artist that I chose was St. Vincent. So the first song that you're going to hear is All My Stars Aligned off of her debut album Marry Me from 2007. It kind of seems like she starts to find her sound only 4 years after this album with Strange Mercy in 2011. But I chose the song Los Angeles from her 2017 album so we could see how she's changed over the course of a decade. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's always been pretty eccentric with her music, but she really starts to lean into it more a decade later. So here it is.
Yes, you can also, I mean, my favorite album by St. Vincent is St. Vincent by St. Vincent, and you can also, it's a really loud one. It's really cool. There's a lot of shredding guitar. She's an incredible guitarist. You can also see her evolution through her looks, not like her looks, but yeah, the way that she presents herself.
A little less mainstream when yeah, she starts to feel more comfortable, maybe.
She just, you know, has a normal appearance in her older albums, but then as she progresses in her music, her live performances become much more eccentric, and her hair is dyed, and it's styled mm-hmm, interestingly, and she's wearing, you know, fancy clothes yeah, and
weird album covers.
Yeah, she's really cool. So, like Liz said, here is St. Vincent.
I got all my stars aligned. My am you.
You just heard Los Angeles off of St. Vincent's 2017 album Mass Seduction. Sorry, I totally forgot what that was called for a second.
Yes, so we have a lot of more artists lined up for this show.
Yep.
Since we had to do two songs per artist, we weren't able to play and feature as many artists as we would have liked in this hour. So we will be back on Friday, this Friday, in 2 days from now. At 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, to play the rest of our artists. So we'll be featuring some Genesis, some Tracy Bonham, some more stuff that we've found. We just really liked this topic and we want to continue it. So Spinning Plates will be back at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time this coming Friday in 2 days from now. If you would like to continue listening to some artists that have evolved over the years, we're excited to share some more.
Yeah, friends and family, if you feel like you would like to send something in, feel free to do that. We'll check it out. Maybe it'll come on. Maybe it won't.
Maybe. I have more for my four artists set, but they did come from a family member.
Yeah. So I gotta do some choosing, but we'll hope to see you then.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope that our sound will be a little bit better next time. But you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Spinning Plates. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on Friday at 4 and otherwise every Wednesday at 7 p.m.